10 for MIK Mobile.
Foxtrot 8, call Foxtrot Kilo, calling all CQs, calling all CQs, anybody on the move?
Kilo Romeo 4, Juliet Golf Sierra, we're monitoring channel.
K-G-4 BJIP. KF8 GDW Mobile, listen.
KW4, KEV actual, KD4, CW.
No, it is my fiction. But I've approved my fiction to act in my stead. Good morning.
Good morning. Because you put so many different repeater identifications on there, I was like, is that live, or is that Kevin making another recording?
It's Memorex. It's Memorex.
Yeah, is it live, or is it Memorex? Yeah, that's an old one there.
And yet you remembered it.
And yet I'm old. So, yeah. What you up to this morning?
Going to a birthday party.
Oh, yay, somebody's another year older. That's always a celebration worth having cake and ice cream and extreme amounts of alcohol.
Man, I would prefer the former, excuse me, the latter. No, the former. Yeah, I guess it's the former. The latter would be before, so it'd be the former. Yeah, I prefer the former. And I don't know that they would frown on it. It's my daughter's first birthday. I think they all could use a drink at this point. So I don't know. I just went and picked up Chick-fil-A, and that was my the request that was made. Dad, would you go get the Chick-fil-A and bring it? Uh-huh. All right. That's what I'm doing.
You ever notice the birthday parties on Sundays never have Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. That's why they don't have birthdays on Sundays anymore.
Absolutely. Well, that's good that you're getting to go have a birthday celebration for the grandbaby. That's remarkable that you're going to get to do that and enjoy some Chick-fil-A at the same time. And well, unfortunately, probably not any ethyl alcohol, but oh well.
I could bring some. I'm sure my son-in-law has some floating around there. My, I know they will enjoy libations. My daughter doesn't, because even the smallest amount has an adverse effect on her. It knocks her out. And so she's just kind of like, I don't even bother. But it'll be interesting. I mean, and this is her daughter is not a big fan of people. She tends to like to be alone. In fact, the first 5 or 6 months of her life, she wouldn't cry unless you picked her up. If you left her alone, she was fine.
Sounds like she's going to fit in perfect in society.
My daughter is not like that. My daughter is very happy being around lots of people. Son-in-law, I think she takes more after him. You know, just, take him or leave him. But, you know, she's just more of a, I don't know if I'd call her an introvert yet, but just kind of, you know, I'm not a big fan of a lot of interaction.
Well, anymore, people are, they're kind of hit or miss. You either like them and you enjoy them and being around their company, or you absolutely despise them because they have all lost their minds. So, yeah, hopefully she'll find her way in life and it'll work out for her.
Yeah, once she starts getting to be more interactive, she won't have to worry about that with her mom and me, because we like, you know, going out, being around, being goofy. Speaking of, hold on 1 second. Let me see who this is. Oh, it is my daughter. Look at that. Hold on. I'll be right back. It'll be 4K.
Hello, Oscar. Before Julia, Lima Kilo, I heard the magic words. It's away.
Yeah, that was, you picked got some Chick-fil-A for his granddaughter's birthday party, but then he got a phone call, so he had to jump off. KD4ZW.
Back on.
KO4JLK Freddy on this. Yeah, tell him to get a number 5 and bacon for the coffee.
Good morning, Freddy. Yeah, I'm already way down the road. And that was my daughter asking, what did I want? I was telling her, well, I saw somebody. I didn't know if you knew him. Yeah. I didn't know, yeah. So that was it. I said, all right, well, I'm on my way. Moving as quick as I can.
Yeah, I'm on the way back to Knoxville. I'm on the 345. Anyway, down here around Athens.
Okay. Well, that's good. Nothing wonderful's happening up here. Actually, I thought it was going to be a little bit of a sunnier day, but it turned out to be.
Well, I like uneventful. That's good most of the time.
Fellas, I'm just about to get to the QTH. I took the boys and the little girl dog out to get their nails did this morning. We're on the way home from that adventure. That's their every other Saturday extravaganza. That's their trip to go out and get their nails did and get pampered and get treats. That's the only reason they go for the treats. So anyhow, we're about to get off here for a little bit. Might be around later. Kevin, enjoy the birthday party. Great, Freddie, good to hear you in here. I'll catch you guys later on. It's KD4ZW73.
3. Yeah, I probably needed to do that with one of my dogs to get her nails done, but I don't know. All right, well, have a good one. Talk to you later.
Yeah, have a great day. Be careful. A lot of loose nuts behind the wheels out here. Anyway, have a great day. It's KO4JL.
Yeah, and his nuts driving big trucks too, huh?
I have to agree on that. It's they outnumber the cars, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Well, I'm motoring down the road here trying to figure out the people ahead of me and how they're maneuvering. I'm telling you, it's that's the biggest guessing game, and if you don't leave enough space anymore, there's just no telling what somebody's going to do. I'm just getting on to 275, and I thought they were going to be they've grinded down the road. But I thought they would have had the blacktop put on already. I guess they're going to try to do that over the weekend. You know, when it's less traffic.
Time to do all that. I know they're doing something similar out there at Mickey Tyson with one of the railways. I think they're making it longer. I think they're making it longer for bigger planes, I think.
I thought that was actually a pretty long runway. It's I don't know, what did I say? It's a mile, maybe a little more. It's either 5 or 7,000 feet. It might be more than that. I used to know because I had measured it on Google Earth just because. I knew what those, I knew the military side is pretty long, because they got those C-130s, and those need a little bit of runway, especially when they're, you know, filled up with fuel, and you're taking off. It ain't like you can just gas it and go. You got to build a little momentum.
Go on SkyVector.com, and you can look at the all the stuff, and it'll tell you how long they are. But the C-130s, I've never seen one. One of the jet assist takeoffs, but the video, that's pretty wild. They don't need a lot of room.
Yeah, the ones that's been, if you go out near the airport on Wednesdays, they do touch and goes. They do their practice runs, and they'll fly around and then land back down and fly around. Man, those jokers are huge, man.
Yeah, sometimes I can catch some pretty cool stuff over there. Like, I got a couple pictures of a couple of T-38s over there doing some practice stuff, but training, rather. And, let's see if I can find it. I'll send you that. But, yeah, that's pretty cool. You catch some cool stuff over there.
We have a transmitter that's located not far from the airport. I mean, it's so close that we're limited in how high they can put the tower. They said, you cannot go up another 20 feet. You're done. That's it. That's high as you can go. And it's perpendicular. It's not to the airport. It's not even, you know, in parallel with the landing. It's kind of wild, man. You know, when you go over there on Wednesdays and you watch those things, you know, fly around and come back down, and they're pretty big. But I don't know. I would think that if you had a big you know aircraft that had to come in like Air Force One, I think it's landed there, or definitely two, but I think one has landed there as well. They can take that military, the 747, man. They can hang with that military runway, I believe.
N4CSC. Yeah, I've got a... Good morning, Jim. Yeah, I've got to find a good spot to go out there and spot some planes.
10,000 feet.
Okay, well, that sounds better than 5,000, so... That's a pretty long runway.
Oh, yeah. It's handled 747-4. Let me see. DC-25s, as they call them.
I said they probably couldn't handle you know what an L-1011 is?
Yes, sir. Tri-engine.
Yeah, that's a big plane. I don't know if it's. I mean, it's bigger than a 47, right?
No.
I thought a 1011 was bigger than a 747.
No, 747 is bigger than them. L-1011 is comparable to DC-10.
All right. Well, then maybe it's the 767. Is that the bigger one?
747 is the biggest that Boeing.
Thank you.
99NN mobile monitoring.
W8R from W8RPM. W8R from W8RPM.
K8DAT, copy.
KC9DJB, looking for a radio check, please. KC9DJB, looking for a radio check, please. The radio's working.
KC8FW.
This is Jeff out of Salt Lake. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, Jeff from Salt Lake. This is Brad from the Sioux.
Being an Elmer to a ham radio license applicant, and he's standing here watching how this all works, so thanks for helping me.
Oh, very good. So, yeah. Let me think. Remember, you like to use, the 190 repeater. And Petoskey, and I'm on the repeater and the food on our loop through the internet talking to each other. So there you go. That's kind of new. Something new for you're the newcomer there. So, hey, you. Done for you. Ready up to KC8FTW.
Thank you very much. This is KC9GJB clear.
KDCW to KE8RKS.
KDCW, this is KE8RKX, reading you loud and clear.
Yeah, sounding good, man. Nice to exercise all the capabilities of that little phone plug that I built for you on that radio. Looks like everything's working well.
is, and easy to navigate, well organized as well, so thank you very much for that, man. Appreciate that. Are you still using your handheld to reach the analog repeater right now, or are you connecting maybe through your base station or something? Nope, stand into my driveway on my HT, on turbo power, I think it is. Seems to be getting in just fine. It really is. I can hear you perfectly clear. No issues whatsoever, so pretty good test. Looks like we got some options here, so nice, working good. Yeah, very cool, man. And by the way, nice job navigating the DMR radio and all of the different zones and channels and everything that I threw at you on that. You picked it up really, really fast and really thoroughly. So good to know we've got a bunch of different options between us, and I might send out a text to some of our other friends that are kind of dragging their feet on this and see if it's something that they might want to get involved in, because I'm very impressed with the Simplex capability. That's a game changer.
Well, it's added to the list of things we gotta light the fire under them with lately. So maybe we can get them moving on a number of things here. But good idea and good testing. So great hearing from you. Let me know if you wanna try anything else out. I'll just be standing by here for a short little while before I get back to yard work.
Yeah, brother, I'm going to grab a little bit of lunch and get back to my routine as well. So I'll sign off. You have a good, great day, and thanks for taking the time to do the test today. This was very, very cool.
K8DCW.
Sounds good, buddy. Have fun with that. K8RKX monitoring.
KADCW.
K8DYS monitoring. Thank you.
PSC.
KBYS, we're listening.